Barabasa Yoshalmi, corresponding to Barabasa Bavli, Dapim Kuf Ayin Aleph to Kuf Ayin Gimel. We begin the Yoshalmi on Daf Lamed Gimel Amad Aleph at the Mishnah at the top of the page. Shnei Achim, Echad Oni Vechad Osher, Hiniach Lehen Avihim, Melchad Zabes Abad, Asan, Leschar, Aschar Leemsa. The Mishnah says, if there were two brothers, one was rich and one was poor, if they inherited a bathhouse or oil press from their father who had built them to rent out, the poor brother can force the rich one to keep them, and then they share the profits. Asan Laad Smoi, Harei ha'asher oimei la'oni, kach lecha avodim, v'yuchatsu b'melchatz, kach lecha zesim, v'vay v'aseh b'beis habad. If the dead father built them for himself, the rich one can tell the poor one, buy yourself slaves and they can bathe in the bathhouse, buy yourself olives and come and press them in the oil press. Shnaim shahayu ba'ir, shem echad Yosef ben Shimon, v'shem echad Yosef ben Shimon, ein yichoylin loitzi shtaz choyv zeh al zeh, v'le acher yochol loitzi aleihen shtar choyv. If there were two people in the same city, both named Yosef ben Shimon, nobody can claim against either of them with a document, as each could deflect the claim to his namesake. Nimsa le'echad ben Shtaroysov, Shtarosh Yosef ben Shimon, Parua, Shtarosh Shnehem, Purim. If someone found amongst his documents a note that said that the document of Yosef ben Shimon was paid, since he doesn't know which, then he can't use the document to make a claim against either of these people, Yosef ben Shimon. Ketzad, Yasu, Yishalshu im hayum shuloshim yechtevu simon. What should they do to avoid this? Their documents should include their grandfather's names. If those are also the same, they should write an identifying mark, like a physical description of the person. Im hayu b'simonim yechtevu koyin. If those were also identical, they should write that he is a koyin, where it's relevant. Ha'im lebenoi shtar bin shtaroisa parur v'ein yodur ezu shtaroiz kulam. Purim. If a dying man told his son, one document amongst my documents of people that owe me is paid, and I don't know which one is, then all have to be treated as having already been paid. Nimsa le'echad shem shnaim, hagodol parua v'akotn eina parua. If amongst them were two documents of loans taken by the same borrower, the large amount is treated as paid, and the smaller one can be collected. And the Gemara says, Tani lo'idoyme emas shtar gadol le'emas shtar katan. The Bryce says, concerning the latter law of the Mishnah we just learnt, we assume that it was the larger amount that he paid because a person is afraid to owe a large amount and pays it back first. We come now to the next Mishnah, which is Mishnah Ches. Hamalvis chaveiro al yidei arev lo yifra min arev. If a person lend money with a guarantor, he should not first go and collect from the guarantor, rather he should first ask for the borrower to pay him back. If the lender said, it's on condition that I'll be able to collect payment in any way that I want, means from either of the people, then he can collect directly from the guarantor without first going to the borrower. That if the borrower has possessions available, then either way, he cannot collect directly from the guarantor first. And the Gemara says, "Biyabol b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, b'shiyesh nechosim laloive, aval ein nechosim laloive yifa mina arev." Rabbi Yochanan, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, says the dispute between the Tanakam and Rabbi Mam Shimon is where the borrower has possessions, but if not, he can collect from the guarantor. V'im ama amanas she'efam mishe she'erutze yifa mina arev afila yesh nechosim laloive. And if the lender said that on condition I'll be able to collect payment in any way that I want, he can collect directly from the guarantor, even if the borrower has possessions. Taman Marin, they say in Bavel, B'chol Mokoyim Halacha Kuro B'Shimon Gamliel Chut Me'arev B'Tzaydan V'Raya Achoina. They say that the Halacha always follows the B'Shimon Gamliel, except for the three cases of here, the case of the guarantor, Tzaydan, which is in Maseches Gittin, and Raya Achoina, which is in Maseches Sanhedrin. Amin of Ravad Mishnasenu, and this refers to Mishnayeth, but not to Brises. Rabbi Ami ben Bar Karcha B'Shem Rav, ולמה אמרו בכל מוקים הלכה ומשים בגמליאל, שהלכה כסובו ישהיה אוימה מפי בייס דינוי. ועמי בן קורחה, quoting us, says, why did they say that the halacha always follows the Ben Shimon? Because he only said clear halachas that have already been approved by Beis Din, meaning that they are of the opinion of the rabbin.